Hey, Pterodactyl crew. This is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.
Hey, Pterodactyl crew. Just real quick, we have some cross-promotion stuff from other podcasts, so listen to the ads, I guess, and check out these awesome podcasts. Thanks. The show will begin just afterwards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Gridge, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
I'm Hawk the Horrible.
And I'm the Grumpy Ghost.
And we are the Fandom Fusion Podcast. If you like nerdiness galore, comic books, video games, randomness, and sci-fi, then we're the podcast for you.
You can listen to Fandom Fusion.
Whoa. I don't want to be inside your dirty mind. Just tell them where to find us at.
Aww. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and thevillainsdemand.com.
Trevor, you have just spotted your killer in a crowded market.
Woggles, follow me.
Yeah, Dane, who is this guy?
This is the lonely son of a bitch that killed my brother.
Here's my question. Do you kill him?
I say no.
I say no.
One more thing before I go. I didn't get that second part of the dossier that subtle hand guy mentioned when we tortured him. Any idea what happened to that?
No, I think they probably threw it into the fire or something to keep their buyer anonymous.
Who'd you say you were again, sir?
Ogre Silvergrass.
You're the potato knight, aren't you?
Now that all the books are on the floor, I think, didn't he say we're supposed to say something? And I turn to the blank wall and I go, what's yours is mine to sell in time.
The wall disappears.
I think you deserve inspiration for note-taking.
You totally do. That's a D8 of inspiration for some dope-ass note-taking. If you don't, that is if you don't have any inspiration currently. If you do, sorry. You see these steps that lead down into what seems to be kind of this dark area. You walk down to another wall that automatically opens, and you stumble onto a scene that is bustling with life. The market smells of sweat, gold, and desperation as you look at the seemingly endless amount of stalls.
It's like a men's locker room.
People are haggling for prices and outrageous volumes, but despite the atmosphere, you don't notice anyone stealing anything. You notice a sign that is near the entrance that says, "Those who steal in the Den of Thieves will face the wrath of a subtle hand." So, I'm gonna be real honest, guys. There is a ton of shit here. You guys notice that the walls are lined with bones. So, Bloodtoucher was correct in his assumption that it would be in the catacombs. So there are bones and stuff lining the walls. And there are stalls everywhere. Anything you could possibly imagine is down here. Especially the illegal shit. Bloodtoucher turns to you guys and says in a hushed voice, "Alright, so what we're looking for here is some necromantic artifacts, because, well, you know, that shit's illegal, and I've noticed Jairus doing some sketchy stuff with it, so if you can find that stuff, I'm sure it's a more direct path to him. Sound good?"
Sounds good.
Alrighty. What are we doing?
I'd like to make an investigation check to find some necromantic shit.
Yeah, go for it.
11.
You find a guy who's selling specifically skeletons.
Mm.
Not like undead or anything, just skeletons.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Batteries not included, skeletons.
Yeah, no, they dance around. Great for a kid's birthday party. Yeah. You don't really notice anything though.
Okay.
Well, good adventure.
The rest of you guys can look too.
Yes, you can.
Or someone can give me help while I look.
I'm gonna say, Trevor, you have a special thing for that looking. Does things. For looking at things.
Yeah, let's roll.
I don't want to push you into anything.
I'm gonna roll for investigation instead. 3.
A 3. You find a stall that is selling these little frogs in jars.
Ooh.
And they're all swearing. They're all swearing, like this cacophony of like swear words in all languages.
Wait, what does Reggie say when we go over there?
Oh, do you have Reggie with you?
He's just like in my bag.
Oh, okay.
At my side.
Reggie sees you take him out to look at the other frogs.
Yeah.
Reggie sees the other frog and says,
"Okay, I'm gonna put him back."
Yeah, so you don't find anything that way.
I'll roll.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
That was the loudest. Yeah, I dropped it on the floor. That's a 9.
You find a stall that sells a lot of drugs.
Awesome.
You didn't buy any yet. Did you just, like, snuff at this dude?
Yeah, I just do that at him, not even at his drugs. Just go, "Hey, buddy."
Yeah. All right. What, you in the market for some drugs? I mean.
No, I just got a stuffed up nose. I need to go back to the next section. I just wanted to do that just to make sure someone could acknowledge my existence.
Well, existence acknowledged. And also, I gotta say, we got something for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What you got?
No, I grab him and we slowly walk away from the group.
Okay. Would anyone else like to do anything to try to find things?
I look around for anything spooky.
Yeah.
That's a 2.
Cool. I'm gonna talk to the fuck frog shopkeep.
They weirdly enough, they're a grung, which is a frog person, and they stare at you like, "Hello."
"Hello, sir. I was wondering, perchance, do you know where I might be able to find some more necromantic artifacts down here?"
Siggy doesn't know.
"Do you know anyone who might know?"
Siggy doesn't know. Maybe. Definitely not in the front. Maybe somewhere deeper. Maybe.
"How much deeper do you think? How deep do these catacombs go?"
Square mile, maybe.
"Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your help."
Want a frog?
"No, thank you. I already have one."
Ooh. That's a future frog.
I didn't show you my frog.
I thought you brought him out.
I did, just to look at the other frogs, and then I put him away.
Right. What? He noticed, though. What do you...
Fine.
What? He's at a stand. Like, he can see you pull something out in front of him.
Okay. Yeah, what's his whole deal? I kind of got him through a friend of a friend. You know how it goes. But I don't really understand him.
Siggy knows.
Would you like to tell me?
Siggy doesn't speak future frog.
So you know how my future frog works, but you can't tell me how my future frog works.
Siggy knows of future frog. You assume that because Siggy is frog, that Siggy knows of future frog?
You told me
racist.
You know of future... you told me you know of future frog.
All these elves, racist.
Right, Ziggy. Go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
You hear a chorus of, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
Cool. I guess I'll just go look deeper down the catacombs.
Yeah, you can... Woggles, you gonna... You gonna do any looking? He's probably eating some goldfish or something. In that case...
Alright, well, now should I use my stuff?
Yeah, you can.
Alright, well, there's... I'm assuming... Divine Sense is more applicable than Detect Evil / Good. Detect Evil / Good's like... on an item already, right? Like, I'm targeting something.
Oh, it's just vague.
No,
and
yeah.
Divine Sense, I don't think that does items. I think it just does creatures.
Yeah, let me check. Because
like what's the difference between Divine... Well, Divine
you
Sense,
can,
I
it's
guess.
It's concentration up to 10 minutes, and it's like a Divine Sense, but it lasts for 10 minutes.
Yeah, and it's for anything that's not behind cover... That is celestial,
yeah.
Fiend, or undead, consecrated, or desecrated.
Yeah, that would definitely help. That
also
would
be like a desecrated object would pop up.
Yeah.
I use Divine Sense.
You use your Divine Sense. And at first, you don't really find anything weird. You sense some, like... vaguely infernal celestial fey stuff from just some patrons who are just walking around, tieflings, Asimar, Kalishtar, what have you.
Classic.
But you do eventually, as you're walking around, feel like a tug of something dark. And as you walk towards it, it gets stronger and stronger. And you realize that you're getting really deep into the catacombs, so deep that the stalls are starting to go away. And eventually, you make it to what looks to be some sort of door.
Am I alone?
Are you? You can be.
Nope. Please, everyone, follow me.
Yeah, you can be.
Everyone, follow me. I'm going somewhere.
I got
go
you,
places.
Bro.
Moving fast.
You move fast. You make it to this door where you sense some crazy necromancy stuff, and all your friends are with you.
Guys, there's some crazy necromancy stuff.
All right, well, I think we found the place.
All righty.
Anyone want a quick save?
Yeah, all right. Let me just...
Yeah, let me check for traps.
Yeah, make an investigation check.
Ah, yes. Traps in this heavily populated...
20.
There are no traps that you are aware of.
Awesome, I'm opening that door and walking in.
You open that door, and you walk on in, and you see a room... that is about 30 feet by 30 feet. in which there are boxes. And it's like the rest of the catacombs, where bones line the walls and whatnot. And you see three thug kind of looking people looking at boxes, taking inventory. And you see a Kenku who notices you as you open the door. Look up. And it says,
"You're not supposed to be back here."
"Well, this is where I was directed. You see, me and my associates were looking for some necromantic artifacts."
"No, that wasn't on the register at all.
Well, we have magic divining stuff, so clearly your register was wrong."
"I no, that's for who we'd be selling it to. And I didn't get any information about a retinue." "Who are you? I can check my list and see if you match any of the names."
"I'm someone who can make it worth your while if you have the artifacts that I'm looking for."
"A name would help."
"Dwayne the Rock Johnson."
"No!"
"Ah, yes, Mr. the Johnson."
No.
"Mr. the Johnson."
"Well, I don't think it's very fair that I share my Dwayne name the Johnson with you Rock. If I don't know yours."
"My name is, Stephen."
"Okay.
Pleasure, Stephen. And what are your associates' names?"
"That is, Chad, Brad, and Thad."
"Wonderful. It's a pleasure to meet you all."
"So, who are you?"
"You can call me Vernierne." "And these are my associates. They can introduce themselves, but I don't really think we have time for that. There's a lot of us, as you can see."
"Yes, there is. You brought quite the army. Vernierne."
"Oh, it's more of a party, I'd like
to say." "Is that Vernierne with a V or Vernierne with an R?"
"With a V, darling."
"I'm not seeing that on the list."
"Is there much of a shame in adding it?"
"Well, I would, personally, but the boss says that, it's not something that we can just do. You gotta prepare these kind of things in advance. We don't want to just get ambushed by people. You know what I'm saying?"
"Oh, that really would be a shame, wouldn't it? I'm gonna close the door behind us."
As you say that?
"Yeah.
I feel like one of us would have done that as we were entering."
"Don't take away from my dramatic moment."
"Okay, but you're obviously, we're about to kill you, dramatic moment."
"Not about to. Just could if I wanted to."
You close the door behind you, you say that. I'm going to have my dude make an insight check.
Not on the list. Well, I'm assuming you brought your friends with you for some help. Chad, Brad, Fab, let's, escort them out, if you will."
And, Chad, Brad, Thad are like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, let's get them out. Let's get them out." Chad, kind of walked up to Travis, like, "Oh, this one's kind of big. What should we do?" I don't know, Chad. We gotta get him, though. We gotta get him out."
"Here, it's quite simple. Let me show you. I'm gonna cast Color Spray."
Alrighty! As you do that, I'm gonna need, you know what, initiative.
You're gonna need another song. Oh.
I like the idea of, like, her being like, "Oh, we're gonna escort you out of here," and we all just, like, share this look of, "Are we gonna do this? Are we gonna do this?" as Led Zeppelin starts playing in the background.
Which song, though?
Immigrant Song. It has to be.
Immigrant Song is always the go-to.
Yeah, but, like, it could have been. Yeah, okay, it's got a pretty kicking intro. I'll say that. I was gonna be more like Kashmir, maybe.
Or Achilles.
Or
Kashmir was.
Oh, Achilles. Achilles would be great. Alrighty. So, what did we get for initiative? I'm gonna start sounding off. 25 to 20.
21.
Very cool. 20 to 15.
All right.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad you're there for me.
15 to 10.
10. 13. 13 as well.
13, 13, 10. 10 to 6. And 5 to 0. Is Logan here?
You know, I may have spaced out. Are we rolling initiative?
Yeah. What's your initiative?
Logan, go drink some water.
My initiative is going to be 13.
13.
We have three 13s.
So many people on initiative.
Can we do crazy combo moves then?
I mean, maybe. We'll have to see how cool and awesome you guys are.
Fuck yeah.
So, we're going to start things off with Andy. They are definitely expecting this, so you're not going to get surprised, but you do get to go first, and it's Color Spray.
Color Spray.
So, I believe that's what... Is there a... I don't think there's a...
No, I roll... It's that. The you same way Sleep is. I roll 6d10. D10.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 6d10, and then it puts that number of hit points to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
So, 37
hit points. Would you like to... And it's blind, correct?
Yes, blinded. Until the end of my next turn.
Yep.
All right, would you like to blind Chad, Brad, or Thad?
Chad.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bonus action. Is there room for me to, like, hide behind the crates in here?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You guys are kind of pushed up against the wall, but with your movement, I think you probably could...
Awesome.
So yeah, I'll give it to you. Go ahead and make a hide check.
It's 22 to hide.
Oh, for sure. You're hidden from the three ad brothers. All right, cool. That's not going to be Butt Toucher. No, he's next to a bunch of people. He's just going to try to stab Brad. Yeah, that's going to hit. Oh, he does some damage to Brad. Holy crap. Now it's going to be... Everyone with a 13. Holy shit. Woggles, I'm assuming, is the highest in highest dex, so Woggles is up. Yay!
Alrighty. I'm gonna hit the person that's closest to me.
Yeah, it's gonna be Thad. So go ahead and roll to hit.
Alrighty. So I'm gonna roll a... Oh. It didn't hit. I can promise you that.
What'd you roll?
A 3 plus 7 is 10.
That does not hit, unfortunately. You gonna bonus action unarmed strike or flurry blows or what are we doing?
Bonus action and unarmed strike, so I don't have to spend a key point.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So that rolled a 17.
Oh, that's for sure gonna do it. Go ahead and roll the d4.
My little d4 of damage. What? 2 plus 4, which is 6.
Wonderful. All right. Yeah, you miss Thad on the first swing, but you punch him right in the face. He's like, "Oh, bruh, that's not very dude. That's not nice, dude."
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I give you a bloody nose?
Yeah, man. You're a fucking jerk. We're now to Augur. What are we doing? All right,
what about the other 13s?
Yeah, no, you're up next, Chief.
Yeah. I'm going to get in as like middle as I can of all the enemies. Be like, hi, I'm a big target. Come hit me. And then I'm a stab one of them.
We stabbing Chad, Brad, or Thad?
I think Chad's in front of me, so do one of the other ones.
Is one of them blinded?
Yeah, that would be Chad.
Oh, I want to hit Chad though, because he's blinded.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna hit Chad.
Chad has not taken any damage yet.
Because that'll be an advantage. So, yeah, I'm a hit Chad, and that'll be 15 to hit.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Oh, yay! Hitting's really fun, guys. Did you know that?
No.
Anyway, damage time. I'm gonna make this a... No, he's already blinded, so I don't think I should put any delicious stuff in it. Yeah, I'm not gonna put any stuff on it.
Alrighty.
I'm just going to make that 10 points of damage, and that's
very nice.
My turn.
Yeah, Chad takes a... Dude, I'm blind. Not cool, man. Not cool. Trevor.
Is blindness advantage on hit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to hit him too.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. 16.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roll that D-Madge.
This time I'm going to remember great weapon fighting. Not that it was needed.
That's always good to hear.
11.
11? On Chad?
11 on Chad.
Yeah, you hit him again. Dude, that is so mean. We're down to Dane.
Alrighty. I'm noticing a theme here. I don't think I've ever not been last in initiative.
which is funny because I think, yeah, Trevor has a much worse dex than you two.
I got a 10.
Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna shoot Guiding Bolt.
At who?
Let's see. Let's do Brad.
Brad? There's the Kenku guy as well.
Okay, I'll shoot him.
Okay. Go ahead.
That's a 6.
Is Zeb's right past me? Like, that was a very dumb move. And we are now at the thug's turn. So, Chad is blind, so I think he makes attacks at disadvantage. So he's going to try to attack Augur. No, oh, never mind. Don't even need to roll the second one.
Riposte. Bitch.
What'd you get?
17 to hit.
Yeah, roll that dice.
It's the first time I've done riposte. Ooh, that's 14 points of damage.
He misses, exposing his neck, and you cut him right through the jugular.
Delicious.
And he dies in front of you. The it's other like two cool, seeing man. This, the other two seeing this, aren't they're not having a lot of fun. So Brad is gonna try to hit. Who's right next to Brad? Woggles. And so it does a 20 hit.
Yes.
All right, you're gonna take 5 points of damage, and he's gonna attack Dane as well. Does a 22 hit?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is it a melee?
Yeah, I think it does.
Is it a melee attack? Because I can use riposte.
You cannot use... Oh, shit, did you take that as your Battlemaster thing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah, it does, but riposte is only for a miss,
if it misses,
I thought.
Yeah, it's specific yeah. misses. Parry yeah. is if it hits, you can reduce the hit mod, but riposte yeah. is if it misses.
Okay.
You're gonna take 6 points of damage.
Okay.
And then Thad is gonna do. Yeah, he's gonna try attack Augur twice because he's mad.
Fuck yeah.
About Chad. Oh my god! Does a 23 hit?
Yes, it actually does. Believe it or not.
And the other one is so gonna miss. That's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
As he smacks you with a club. That is their turn. It is now the Kenku. Who he's like, oh, I've been waiting to bust this shit up for a while. And he grabs a black wand, he mutters something, and skeletons begin to crawl out of the wall.
Oh. Spooky, scary skeletons.
They do send shivers down your shrine. Oh, cool. Good to know. And you see 5 of them crawl out of the wall. And the Kenku turns, opens the door, and starts to run through it. We are back to the top.
How about that?
Of initiative.
Awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and hit that Kenku. Hopefully.
Yeah, you doing the bow?
No, I don't.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
I think about it, and then I just hide again.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that hide check.
Ooh, 11.
Might be the skeletons.
Might be the skeletons.
My question
yeah, it
is,
does
Kenku guy have the thing that we want, or is it just the thing we want in here?
He did take a black wand that just made some skeletons rise from the dead.
Okay, is there... I guess we'll learn when it comes to Trevor's turn, because that divine sense might still be up.
It is, actually. I'll let you know what's going on then. Andy, that's your turn, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, we are now to Butt Toucher, who's also going to try to shoot the Kenku. No. Wow. Man, these range attacks aren't being so great today. And yeah, he's going to try to hide as well. Yeah, he slides behind another box. Yeah, it's going to be the Skeleboys who kind of grab some bows and some short swords, and they're going to shoot some people. Namely, how are we going to divvy this one up? Andy and Butt Touch are hidden. So Woggle's going to take one. Dane's going to take one.
I haven't done anything.
Too bad. who else is going to take some? Trevor's going to take two because he's very big. And our favorite fighter is going to take one. So... Woggles, yeah, that's gonna miss Woggles, for sure. Oh shit, real quick, Logan, monks, I think, can catch arrows out of midair.
They can. Alright, starting at third level, you can use your reaction to deflect or catch a missile when you're hit by a ranged attack.
Oh, when you're hit.
When you do.
Okay.
Yeah, it reduces damage, and if you reduce it to zero, you throw it back.
Yeah. So, yeah, you easily dodge out of the way. That's gonna miss Dane. That is going to hit Trevor. And that's going to miss Trevor. And that is going to miss our favorite fighter. So, Trevor, you're gonna take 7 points of piercing damage.
Boo.
Yeah, you take that. Now it is time for Woggles the Indomitable.
Alright, big bet. So there's still a guy right next to me?
Yeah. Brad and Thad are near you.
Alright, Brad's gonna take one to the frickin' head, hopefully. Yeah. It's a 26.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
So then I get a D. I'm going to use two hands for this, so
yeah,
I can
roll
a D8.
Mm-hmm.
So, whammy, that's a 3 plus 5 is 8.
Very cool.
I'd also like to make an unarmed strike as my bonus action.
Go for it.
All right, we're going to roll that one. That one is going to also hit with a 17 plus 6. I think that's 23. I can't do
math. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
All right, and then we're going to roll our little d4. Yeah! My d4 went up to a 2, so I deal 2 damage to this guy.
Plus 4. 6.
Plus 4 is 6. 14, yeah, you're right.
14 damage. My goodness. Yeah, you be on this guy. He's like, dude, you killed my brother. It's not cool, man. It's going to be Augur.
Are any of the normal humanoid boys not damaged yet?
Oh no. No, they're taking an ass whooping.
All right. Who looks the best?
It's going to be Thad.
All right, I'm going to run up to Thad and I'm going to hit him. I missed, but I'm going to burn an action surge to burn another, and that'll be a 21 to hit.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty, and I'm going to make this one a menacing attack.
Yeah, so menace
that's a
that.
Whiz save. On top of 11 points of damage.
What's your DC?
13.
Oh, yeah. He does beat it, but 11 points of damage does not look good for him.
He's got the extra damage in.
What's that?
I said at least I got the extra damage in.
You did. It's now Trevor. Who, yeah, you're, I'm going to tell you right now, your divine sense As the Kenku is running away, the big necromancy kind of spike, the undead kind of spike that you're seeing, also fades.
Should I try to approach these skeletal friends? Or should I try to thin her? Okay, yeah.
They're spaced out around the room, so there's two on one side and three on the other side, because they've come out of the walls. Yeah.
Yeah, out of the... Yep. Let's go towards whichever one I'm closer to.
Yeah, you can make it to one of the three on the right wall.
The one with the three.
Yeah, you are going to take two opportunity attacks. Yeah, so if you're good with that.
Let me check. I'm going to check Wikipedia, but if you guys want to help, let me know if Shield of Faith is an action or a bonus action.
Yeah.
Can I perform a bonus action before I move?
Yeah, you can spice up that in any way you would like.
Well, then that's what I do.
All right, are you doing it on yourself?
I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on myself.
Okay.
And then I'm going to move towards the skeletals.
All right, so you're going to take those opportunity attacks, but your AC is now 19.
Yes, sir.
That's a miss. And as is that, yeah, you... I'm going to say, because you're so big, these blows basically just bounce right off of you. And you walk over to one of the skeletons.
Yep, I definitely do.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Hey, DM.
Hey, Michael.
Does it look like these skeletons will need very much to kill them?
It does not. They're just skeletons.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But you never know. So I'm going to go ahead and hit. I'm going to use hit with...
Yeah, go ahead and use that hit.
With sword.
You got to roll for it, though.
Ha 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 ha. Does a 9 hit?
No. Yeah, so you walk up to him, and you totally miss.
That's awesome.
That's it. That's all you get. All right. We're down to Dane.
Okay. Really? My bad.
I don't want to change what you want to do with your character. Turn undead works.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
That would be very helpful. So
hold person on the Kenku.
Yeah, that would also be great.
Okay, yeah, do I have to roll for that?
So, Turn Undead is,
it's part of Channel Divinity.
It is, yeah. That does cost you an action.
Okay.
And, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you're not at 5th level yet, so you can't do Destroy Undead. But, yeah, they all need to make Wisdom saving throws against your DC. Okay. If you want to do that as an action. So it is up to you.
Yes.
Alrighty. Let me look at your DC real quick. Oh, yeah. That's a fail. That's a fail. That's a success. That's a success. That's a fail. Alright, so the two on the left are fine. Three on the right look pretty freaked out. What do you do to channel divinity?
Can I make them see their worst nightmares?
They're skeletons.
Yeah, you do that, and they see a big death. Dog. They see a big dog that likes to chew on bones, and they're like,
"Oh no!"
Okay.
I was thinking sugary beverages because tooth decay.
Oh yeah. They see dogs and a bunch of Coca-Cola.
Oh God!
Not a sponsor.
Specifically Coke Zero.
Unless you want to Coca-Cola. Yeah. That's going to be Dane, unless you have bonus actions or movement.
I'll get a little bit closer. Let's see.
To whom you will take... You are going to take opportunity attacks if you move.
Never mind.
All right, then you're sticking in place. It's going to be the thugs. Yeah, Brad... Who fucked Brad up a lot? Woggles did. Brad's gonna do two on Woggles, and Thad's gonna do two on Augur.
Hit me, bro.
Woggles, that is gonna hit. And that is gonna miss. That's gonna miss. And that is a nat 20.
Nat 20?
Natural 20.
Delicious. Riposte. Oh, wait, no, that hits. I'll riposte the other one.
You can riposte the other one, yeah. So, right. Go ahead and do. And you're taking Thad.
Nat 2, never mind.
Okay. So, Woggles, you take 6 points of damage, and Augur, you take 9 points of damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was not nearly as bad as I expected.
These guys aren't great. It's now the Kenku's turn. You guys hear, as the Kenku's running, he's like, what kind of shit can I do with this thing? And you see a bunch of bones fall out of the wall.
Oh my god.
And form into a much larger skeleton.
Oh, okay.
And they continue running.
How much larger would you say? If you had to say if they're medium, large, or huge.
I'd say huge.
Oh, fuck you!
Hmm? Why are you...
I think I know what stat block you're using, you dirty bitch.
What? No.
We're fucked.
That's gonna be top of initiative.
Cool, I'm just gonna try and attack the Kenku again.
Yeah.
What did they say their name was?
The Kenku? Steven.
Yeah. Steven. Oh, that's much better. What's my hit mod? That's gonna be a 23 to hit.
That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. 4 points of damage. Oh, wait, I have sneak attack.
You're not unseen because you rolled an 11 on stealth.
Fair enough. Was anyone else engaged with the Kenku?
No, they're running away.
How far away is the Kenku?
Okay.
Oh, they're going. I'd say about 60 or so feet away now.
Fuck.
Wait.
What did you roll for damage?
4. Wait, where are they?
They're running down they opened a door that they were in.
Oh.
And ran behind a hallway. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Cool.
But yeah, there's a shipping door for all these crates. And
I'm gonna run and follow them down the hallway.
Hell yeah.
With my dash as a bonus action.
Yeah, you can totally do that. If you're bonus action dashing, yeah, you make it to them.
Cool.
So, you're there. That's gonna be the end of your turn.
Mm-hmm.
And the skeletons can't get any attacks on you, but the big fella can.
Oh, shit.
So, unless you want bonus action disengage instead.
No. I'm...
You can't. Well, you'll be able to get up there next turn.
No, I'll just take it.
You're gonna take it? Okie dokie. Does a 18 hit?
Yes.
Okie dokie. This is where the fun begins. Oh my god.
Don't bother. Oh my god.
Yeah, of course it is.
Stat block.
Of course it is. You take 20 points of damage.
You're using. Yep, there it is.
What is that?
20.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
That's your max.
I know.
Raise your
max. I fixed
<That's>
it.
<hilarious.
laughs> All right. Let's keep going, folks.
I never said this would be easy. That's your turn. You do make it to the Kenku. Which means that, regardless, it was gonna be with, sneak attack, but Butt Toucher's gonna try to shoot this guy. Fucker! God damn it, I hate rogues.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I love rogues, and I hate it when they crit when I'm DMing. Fucking hell. Yeah, you watch as a crossbow bolt basically flies through this massive skeleton's legs and embeds into Steven's, like right between Steven's shoulder blade.
He's oh, thank God.
Oh, shit! That did him dirty.
Nice.
Holy shit. That's gonna be...
He should have hit him in the butt. Missed opportunity.
Oh, God damn it. And he's gonna try to hide. Actually, no. He's not going to be a coward. He's going to follow Andy. He is going to disengage with his bonus action instead. So he is 30 feet behind you guys. That is going to be our 13 boys. Actually, no. It's going to be the skeletons. I'm sorry. I lied. Skeletons. Wait. Skeletons. Three of them are scared and they're trying to run away. Trevor, you're going to get an opportunity attack on this guy because he's run away. These other two are going to shoot at Dane. And they're both going to miss. Trevor, if you'd like, you may make an opportunity attack.
I do. I do like. Does a 14 hit?
Yes.
Should I even roll damage? Yes, I
will. Yes, yes, of course.
Wow. 12.
That's just enough to kill him.
Ah.
Yeah, you smash the skeleton as it's running away. The other two book it. And that's going to be our 13 boys. So Woggles is up first. Brad and Thad are still kicking, but they're not looking very good. And they're starting to look a little wigged out by these massive skeletons.
All right. Well, I don't like Thad because he reminds me of Thad Castle. So I'm going to hit him.
All right.
Potentially. That's a roll. That's a 6 plus 7 is 13.
That'll do it.
Ah, yes, sir. So then I roll another d20. And that'll be... Wait, I don't roll a d20, I roll a d8. I'm stupid.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A d20 would be sweet. Alright, I deal 6 damage to this guy. Then I roll a d20 for my bonus action unarmed strike. I'm only going to do 1, so I don't have to spend a key point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then that'll be 6... plus 6 is 12, which I don't think is enough.
That'll do it.
Aha, that will do it. Okay, then we're going to roll over to my D4 and bop. That'll be 7 damage.
This guy is looking real bad. That's your turn, unless you would like to move.
No, I just want to chill with these guys.
Yeah, you're chilling. Kicking Thad's ass. That's going to be... Augur.
Alright, first things first, gonna bonus action, second wind.
Yeah.
Alright, I get some hit points back. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It is pretty cool. And then I'm going to use my action to dash in full movement to try and get up to the Kenku.
You're gonna take opportunity attacks?
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be 50 movements, so you're going to make it across the room. You're going to take attack from Brad. You're out of range of Thad, so you're actually good. And the massive skeleton.
Okay.
Brad will hit, and the massive skeleton also will hit.
The fuck? I have the highest AC in the party.
I actually don't think you do. Yeah, 18, you're matched. This party is actually pretty high.
Oh, because you're right.
And plus, you don't have Shape of Youth. That's, no, I don't.
Yeah, but he's got 2 hands. So we have 3 18s at the moment.
One of them's a 19 because he took defense as his fighting
style. Ooh.
So you're gonna take 4 points of damage from Bradley.
Okay, that's not the one I cared about.
And you're going to take 12 points of damage from the massive skeleton.
Oh, that's not as bad as expected.
Yeah.
And you're if I didn't second wind, I'd be dead. But...
You're now pretty close. You're like within 10 feet of Fallon, the butt toucher. Yeah. That is your turn, I'm assuming. And that's going to be Trevor.
So, are they, how far away are the skeletals now?
The skeletals, as they are referred to in Dragon Force songs, are, they're, 2 of them are retreating, and, 2 of them are against the wall, so you're about 30 feet from the other skeletals, and, the big one is, 15 feet away from you.
Right. Let's just engage the big one. It'll be fun.
Yeah, you like menacingly walk up to this guy, kind of like swagger.
With as much as I can muster.
Yes. Go ahead. Roll to hit.
Can I put some bacon on this sandwich?
You sure can. How you want? I'm assuming you want a smite, right?
Divine smite. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you hit?
Oh yeah, I should probably do that first, right?
That does help.
Uh-oh. 13.
Yeah, that's totally gonna hit.
Ha 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 ha.
Go ahead and roll that damage. So when you're smiting with a first level spell slot, it's gonna be 3d8 because he's undead.
Oh, I get another one?
You do. So it's gonna be 3d8 plus 2d6 plus 3. Three. Yeah. So go ahead and roll that damage.
It's 24.
Goodness gracious me.
I did it.
You did do it. That is a lot of damage. Yeah, you slice into this thing. And it looks like it takes all of it. It doesn't make any noise because it's like a skeleton. Maybe like a clink, 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 clank. But otherwise, no.
Very musical clunking.
Musical clunking. That's going to be its turn. You're right in front of it. It's going to try to attack you.
What? No.
That's going to be... Oh, shit. Augur, you don't take an opportunity attack. It wouldn't have had a reaction. So go ahead and nix that damage. Never mind.
The 12?
Yeah, you can take withhold damage. Right, that's my bad.
Because they did 20 to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did take its first reaction.
You say that like it has another one.
Yeah, it has legendary reactions at level 3. No, I'm not an asshole. That's gonna be 19 to hit.
Yes.
Okay.
19 is my AC, yes.
Rather unfortunate. 14 points of damage.
Rather
so you have chainmail, a shield, shield of faith.
He doesn't have a shield. He has a great sword and a defense
style. Oh, yeah, you're right. But he has great weapon master. He said that great weapon fighting. He said that earlier.
Isn't that just for swinging?
Oh, shit. Wait, how do you have a 17 in armor? Oh, because yeah, you're a warforged. You're a warforged.
Oh, there it is.
My bad.
That was bugging me so goddamn much. I need to figure it out.
I did the math. I have all the math.
For this thrilling breakdown of everyone's AC.
I did the math. Sorry. Don't fuck with me.
They did the math.
Yeah. They did the monster math.
No, shut up.
They did the player math, actually.
Is that what happens when the fucking frost giant skeleton crits?
That's not what I'm using. God.
Okay.
Who do you think I am? God, Alex.
Monster, which you
no,
are.
No. Goodness me. Oh, that'd be horrible. You guys are level 3. Maybe I should change it. Anyways, that's gonna be Dane.
Me. Alright. Well, I'm gonna do, is there anyone in range that I can do a melee attack?
Yes, you've got...
Melee attack?
Melee. Super Smash Bros. Melee. You've got Brad and Thad.
Alright, I'm gonna hit Brad, since I don't think Brad got enough of it.
Yeah, roll the hit.
That's a 5. Never mind.
Yeah, that will miss. Well, okay, is that 5 total?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's gonna miss. Is that your turn?
Yeah, no, inspiration won't work. Never mind.
Cool. You've got any bonus actions or movement?
Can I use Shield of Faith as a bonus action?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you using it on? You've got Woggles, who's right next to you. What is the range on the Shield of Faith? Is it 30 feet? I think it is.
I'm assuming so.
60. Yeah, so you can get anyone. If I was you, I'd sauce it to Andy, because, spoiler alert, I'm assuming Andy's got a lot of ouchies on her tally.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So, yeah, I'll give it to Andy.
Thank you.
Cool. You have been shielded with faith. I guess.
Cool beans.
Yeah, and I'm going to need Trevor to make a concentration check for Shield of Faith for him.
I do this now?
Roll a
concentration check.
Yeah, roll a constitution saving throw against 10.
17.
Oh, you're totally fine. Yep, okay. That's gonna be the thugs. Dane and Woggles are each gonna take two attacks. Oh my goodness, that's a nat 20. That's a 3. That's a natural 18. That's a 7. All right. One of you, I believe it was Dane I said first, is going to take a critical hit. One of you is just going to take a normal hit. So Dane, you take 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And Woggles, you take 3.
That's not that bad.
No, that is just 3. It's now the Kenku's turn. Steven the Kenku. He notices Andy pull up. He's like, what do you think you're doing? And he's gonna try to stab you.
Oh. That's his one-liner?
Yes. Does a 5 hit? No, I'm kidding. It doesn't. You're fine.
No.
And gonna bonus action disengage and run 30 feet away. And then we are back to the top of initiative.
Cool. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
How do you break down the action economy for potions?
I allow, if you drink a potion that is an object interaction, I allow that.
Oh, dope.
And then I will say, I'm going to say, though, that I will only allow it to be one potion per turn. Because I can't be like, yeah, oh, object interaction, that's free.
I'm going to take like, six shots. No, so you can then take I'll one. Drink one of my healing potions. Cool. Then I'll run up and try and hit this Kenku again.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
20 to hit.
20 will hit.
Awesome. That's going to be... I don't have sneak attack right now, do I?
You do not have sneak attack, no.
Okay, I didn't think so. So that's going to be 9 points of piercing damage, and then I will disengage.
Okay.
What are you disengaging from?
What are you...
This is just going to be the two of us disengaging and re-engaging.
He ran away from you. What did you disengage from?
I ran up, attacked him, and then disengaged.
For what purpose?
This is like how Beyblades fight.
Yeah. Yeah, Butt Toucher is next. He is going into bonus action dash, run up to this Kenku. Are you disengaging and stepping back? So that you're like 10 feet away?
Can I like sidestep?
What are you trying to do?
Yeah, are you trying to back away from this guy?
No, I ran up. I guess I used my full movement, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I don't know how you would move away from him. I don't know what a bonus action disengage would do.
Then never mind.
Yeah, but what it will do, though, it is going to give Butt Toucher sneak attack damage. So.
Another nat 20.
No, he does hit, though. He does do some damage as well. Not much, mind you, but... the Kenku is starting to look not so good. That's gonna be our skeletons. The two... that are running away. They're still running away. The other two are gonna take shots at Dane, because they really don't like you at all. No. No. Okay, what a climactic turn for the skeletons. that's going to be our 13, gentlemen. And to start off, we've got Woggles.
Woggles the Indomitable. Let's go, baby. That's a nat 20.
Delicious. Oh.
Who are you attacking? Brad or Thad?
Thad.
Brad?
Thad.
How do you want to kill him? Don't roll damage.
Okay. I want to kill him by straight up hitting him in the head and the fucking head falling off and then rolling into a hole, and that's how you invent the game of golf.
I feel like you've already done that.
You've already, yeah.
Have
you did.
I?
You have.
Yeah, really? Yeah, you've done that in a different fight.
then I want
well,
to
now it's a
play the
it's a
second
character
hole
trope.
Of golf.
It's a character trope.
It is.
You get
it
the
is.
You get the second ever hole-in-one as it rolls into a crate.
It's like when you're playing a video game that has animated finishers, but there's only like two options.
Yeah, exactly. so was it Brad or Thad that you killed? I think it was
that was
Thad.
Thad.
Yeah, you
that
killed Thad. Thad. Brad's next year. You got another
Brad. What I want to do is what can I do? I think I'm going to spend a key point so that I can take two unarmed strike as my bonus action instead of one.
Ooh, let's see it.
Okay.
Love to see it.
So the first bonus action is going to be a nat 20 again.
No fucking
way. I swear to God I'm not lying.
Okay, well he's dead as well.
Okay.
How do you fuck him up with your fist?
Well, with my fist? Can I just straight up snap his neck?
Jesus, okay. Yeah,
Woggles would fucking sicko mode.
Yeah, Woggles, literally, okay, I'm gonna describe what the, okay, you know what, no, you have another attack and movement, so you can attack something else if you want.
Oh, true fact, who's the closest person?
The massive skeleton.
Massive skeleton? I'm gonna go up to the massive skeleton, and I'm going to hit him with a,
What'd you get?
It's 12.
That's gonna hit.
Oh, okay, big bet. I'm going to roll my D4 here. Yeah! My D4 is going to come out to 5 points of damage. So I hit. So what Woggles does is he goes over to Thad, and his strike is just so powerful. It knocks his head straight off in his hole, and he gets the second hole-in-one. It falls into a crate, and then he goes over to Brad, and he straight up just grabs Brad, turns him around, and gah, snaps his neck as he charges over to big skeleton guy and straight up just punches him where his dick would be.
And you miss because it would be hanging too low. No, you hit him right there.
Right there. I doubt it does anything extra.
No.
But it's all for show.
It is all for show. And by God, it is a dazzling one. Woggles is on fire. Maybe literally. I don't know. He's away at the Four Elements Monk.
You never know.
You never know. Wow, what a turn.
You guys liked this episode of Roleplay and Roleplay. We are super excited to have you listening. Thanks for listening to some ads too, if they're there. And music is from One Man Symphony. It's royalty free. And otherwise, we are super excited for when the next episode comes out. So yeah, thanks for listening, and have a nice day, I guess. Bye.